After a season of snow, ice, salt, and sand, it's a good time to give your deck a safety check. Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti with today's Money Pit Home Improvement Minute. Most homeowners know to clean and stain wood decks every few years, but too few take the time to check for safety threats.
First, check under your deck for split or rotted beams, as well as corroded fasteners. Nails, screws, and even bolts may come loose over time, so pay extra attention to where the deck attaches to the house for signs of weakness.
Make sure railings, banisters, and steps are secure, and fix cracked deck boards by removing and flipping. With no sun exposure, the backside will be as good as the day it was first put down.
Finally, use a hose and sturdy broom to remove leaves and debris from the deck surface, and then eliminate moss, mildew, mold, or algae with a product like Spray and Forget or other commercially available cleaner. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. For more Money Pit home improvement tips, visit MoneyPit.com.
You live in a money pit.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.